back.
We're back. It's been so long, but we're back.
All right.
That made me cough or something.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, there's videos of people doing like their first looks on
first experience.
First looks on Galaxy's Edge.
Over in Disneyland.
Dude, it's open now.
Dude.
It's a what?
Today's the opening
it's
day.
It's open now.
I know, bro.
I think I might have a friend who's there right now.
Oh, really?
Really?
I meant to send her a message.
Have you gotten any? You're a season pass, right? Holder.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you gotten any email in regards to like an invitation? Because I heard that you had to get an invite to reserve to get into Galaxy's Edge.
I didn't, but I think it's because I have the peasant pass.
Oh, the peasant pass.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters. Does it?
I can't get in regardless.
Yeah, because
they blocked it from today to August.
Dang.
Ain't that some shit, dude?
That?
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked up, bro.
I can go to California Adventures today.
But Bobby, didn't you say that?
Oh, really?
There was one way you could actually kind of, there's a loophole, like if you actually go on the day to purchase your pass.
If you go on the day to purchase your pass, correct. So let's say I have like the peasant pass, right? It isn't good on the weekends.
The peasant pass.
That's what it's called. That's how it's listed on Disney's website, peasant pass.
Wow. They really stick it to you. You suck.
Yeah.
You get the peasant pass.
Like, it's like the...
You get the
like
Steamboat the, Willie pass.
It's Steamboat like Willie
the
pass.
The before Cinderella ending pass.
Wow. That's sad.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty sad.
And so the loophole to that is if you were to... Like, if I were to renew my pass, I can go on a weekend, renew my pass, and then they'll give you an exemption for that day. So you could actually go on the weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing every year, every time we go.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's actually kind of like the smart pass, because if you really think about it, why would you want to go on the weekend when there's a shit ton of people there in the first place?
You know what I'm saying? The day that I went on the weekend, it wasn't that bad.
Really?
It's still packed, but because it's busy, they staff it more and they run more cars and trains so that it goes quicker. Oh. So you're still waiting, you know, when it comes to rides, the same amount of time.
Mm. Yeah, but...
Interesting.
Okay. That's... Well.
But it's still a lot easier to navigate during the week, especially with a stroller.
I think I heard on the radio that... Was it Easter? I think it was Easter, where no one was there.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Like no one. Like they were saying, like the big rides. Like they give an example. What's it called?
The Incredible.
Somewhere, yeah, something like that. Where normal wait time is like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Like normal wait time. This is just normal, not fast pass, not standby or anything.
Right.
Normal. Wait was like 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Dude. Yeah.
There you go.
It's
the inside tip.
When Gwen and I went last month, we went, just the two of us, we went on a Wednesday.
Oh, lucky.
And it was awesome because, one, no kids.
Sure.
But it wasn't that busy and it was nice and cool. So we were just kind of like running around, walking around. Did a bunch of rides that we hadn't done in years. Mm-hmm. And we didn't wait any longer than maybe 15, 20 minutes for most rides.
That's cool.
Awesome.
But at the same time, we didn't go on the rides that were going to have a long wait. So.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there when it was raining?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
I love it.
Why is it so awesome when it's raining?
Because no one's there.
Scared of the rain.
Yeah, no one is there, dude. And I mean, you know, if you're prepared for it, if you're prepared for the rain, it's not that bad. We went the last time. This was when Jael was like, I don't know, like one or two or something like that. She was younger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we prepared like full on. I took like a like a light rain jacket. I even took like rain pants, like waterproof pants, you know, and I have some shoes that are some, that are waterproof as well. And so I took that and of course a couple umbrellas. We didn't even actually use the umbrellas much because all of our clothes were all waterproof. On her stroller, we got like a, like a, like a, I don't like know, a, like those, cover, like
tarp, like a drop tarp.
Yeah, but it was clear. It was transparent. You know? And it just, it like covers the entire stroller. So she's just like in this water, you know.
Cocoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she was chilling, you know? And so we went in the rain. Luckily, it didn't rain that much. I mean, it rained, but, you know, Southern California rain isn't really that bad for the
it's
most part.
Mist.
I mean,
it's like a constant mist.
I mean, it'll rain, but it'll rain for like 10 minutes. You know, a good hard rain for 10 minutes, then it'll stop.
And then it'll stop.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So all that we really had to worry about was like puddles for the most part. You know? Anyways, so we went while it was raining, you know, on a rainy day, and dude, no one was there. We were chilling.
You know what the best part about going when it's raining? Is getting on the water rides because you're already ready.
I was going to say, kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
You know?
You know?
No, you go on the water ride. You go on the water ride with all of your waterproof clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the ultimate test right there.
The same thing. When Sam was like 3 years old, we got one of those clear stroller covers and did all that. And we were all rain, like rain protected out. And, dude, it was one of the best times that we had at Disney because no wait for anything. Hardly anybody was there. And since he was, like, stuck in the stroller, we didn't have to worry about chasing him around. It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Oh, shit. Dude, I seen pictures of the cantina in at Star Wars. Or there's a video of the cantina. Dude, it looks just like the one in the movie, dude.
Really, dude?
It's just like the one in the movie. Like the whole thing and everything, like the seats, everything, the bar. Everything.
Did you see? Did you see?
Are they going to serve alcohol there?
I think so.
No, it's Disneyland.
I think so because I saw mixed drinks there. Like I saw somebody had like a bubbly like red drink, and it was like you know
because I think it's separate from Disneyland. It's like its own entity, like DCA.
No, no, it's actually part of Disneyland.
I think. Well, I know it's part of Disneyland, but I think they're like roping it off so that they could make it alcohol there.
Oh.
Does it mean, I mean, even though you see those mixed drinks there, doesn't mean that they're alcoholic.
Oh, I don't know.
If I can,
they could just be like, you know, some...
A Dole Whip float.
They have these cool mugs there. They're showing some... I seen some of the merchandise that they got there. It's actually pretty cool. They have like these cool, like, looks like they're wooden mugs. And on the outside, looks like it's been like, you know, sculpted to look like Galaxy's Edge, so you see like the Millennium Falcon and a bunch of trees and weird buildings and shit like that. It's pretty cool.
Did you see any video where there are droids like walking around or rolling around?
I didn't see any
droids. Dude, I haven't seen any videos, dude. I think I'm just gonna start watching videos right now. Where you're talking?
Or is that like a rumor?
No, I saw a video of the remember that little robot that set that used to be over in the Star Tours. Remember, he used to be the one that used to guide us around.
The one they used to drive?
Yeah. Well, now he's actually a DJ now at the cantina.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so, pretty awesome.
Yeah, so he's playing some music over there and stuff. And dude, then I know there's like this one guy, he's like an animatronic, like one of the weird aliens that kind of have like the weird kind of weird face that kind of goes up like a but he's like an animatronic, but it looks real though. It's pretty badass. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I saw a video where it was, I think it was a CNET video. It was kind of weird because she really didn't know anything about Star Wars, you know? And she was just kind of walking around. It was kind of like a weird review, kind of like first impression, because she didn't know anything really. Like she was just there. She was trying to make stuff up. She was trying to be clever. She wasn't. Anyways, it's not like a ruin though. I really didn't pay attention to her. I mostly paid attention to like the background and what she was doing. But, yeah, it looks like you're really secluded in, you know, that area kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, other parts of the park where like you say you're in Frontierland mm-hmm. you see a little bit of Main Street and you see a little bit of New Orleans Square kind of thing. You know, you kind of...
It's kind
of
open.
Yeah, and it's open in the distance. You see more of the other park, basically. Yeah. But it seemed like with this one, I mean, they're tall buildings. Mm-hmm. So you really don't see anything else. Maybe you're right, Bobby. Maybe they just kind of, like you said, like secluded it from the park. The only way to get into it is to go into Disneyland. Mm-hmm. But other than that, they secluded it separately from the park where it looks like you're really immersed in you know, that part of Disneyland. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's good.
I'm watching a live stream right now on YouTube of this dude walking around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks fucking amazing, dude.
Dude, I bet. Man.
A full-on live stream, huh?
Dude, I want to go there
guy.
Now.
Yeah.
How many views does that guy have going on?
Right now, he's got, let me see, 2,000 people watching.
Holy not bad. Shit.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. That is pretty awesome.
Dude.
And so today's the first day.
Today's the first day. Yeah. I think today's last night they had the inauguration of the park or that area of the park. And I think they had
Mark Hamill was there, yeah. Harrison Ford, George Lucas.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
And what's his name? Billy Dee was there too.
Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee.
Yep.
How you doing, Chewbacca?
Coat 45. It's a winner. Remember that shit?
Wow.
When I fly the Millennium Falcon.
It looks freaking awesome, dude.
I crack open a Coat 45.
I wonder how big it is. Is it pretty
big?
Dude,
I heard it's supposed to be like life size, like replica, like, you know.
It's decent size, dude, because he's gone through. He's just walking. Mm-hmm. And he's gone past. Hold on.
Dude,
he's going to build his own droid.
What?
Dude, I heard that's expensive.
It's like $900.
Yeah.
What do you mean, build your own droid?
Yeah, you build your own droid.
You build your own droid.
You go, there's a building that's like, you know, like a, I forget what it's called, but it's called like a droid builder building, something like that.
You're a droid builder.
And so you go and you build your own droid. It's probably maybe like, from what I saw in the pictures, maybe like that big. You know, maybe, I don't know, a foot and a half tall type of droid.
Okay.
And you have different types of droids you could build. You could build the R series, the BB series, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, you you have the torso, you put the legs on, put the head on, and it's a full-on RC.
Droid. Shut up.
Yeah. So you build your droid
and you take it home.
You take it home.
Dude.
And you get a remote with it and it's a full-on RC unit.
Dude.
Yeah, you could control it.
I sent you guys a link to this live stream. It's on break right now.
Okay.
Dude, that's pretty badass.
It looks pretty flipping cool.
Sendelo. Send me the link.
Dude, that's pretty badass, bro.
Yeah, but I hear it's expensive, which it doesn't really make sense why it's so expensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean
you could buy R2 on like Rakuten or Rakuten and they're full on RC for like $100 or whatever.
I have you seen the R2 that I have?
Oh, you it's do like have your. Yeah.
It's like a 9-inch, but actually I take that back. No, there is an app where you can it has a remote control where you can control it. And that cost me $8.
Nice.
I wonder.
I'm so bummed I didn't buy more of them.
I wonder if these. I wonder if these droid units are like cast metal. You know what I'm saying?
They're probably like movie quality. Dude.
I was going to say, they better be like fucking movie quality if they're going to be selling for like $900, dude.
From what I saw in the video, they didn't look. Again, maybe she was just a horrible reviewer or whatever, but it looked like she just picked these up like whatever. Like she didn't specify like if they had any heft to it, if they were like, you know, what type of quality it was.
She didn't give any like detail about
maybe
it.
Maybe they told her not to do that. You know, it seemed like she was picking them up like whatever. Like they're plastic. You know, they're light and plastic and there wasn't really anything special to the pieces that she was building. But
interesting.
But yeah, man. Did you send the link?
Yeah, he sent it.
I didn't get it. Where'd you send it through?
He sent what? He sent it through the
I sent it to the Hangouts.
The Hangouts, yeah.
It just went live again, so if I'm not paying attention, it's because I'm watching that.
Oh, you sent it through the Hangouts? Oh, then I didn't get it then.
Dude. I wonder if they're going to have, you know how they have people in costume over there at Disneyland? I wonder if they're going to have
They have full-on actors.
Really?
Not just cast, like, they're cast members, but they're in full fucking regalia.
So they have, like, there's stormtroopers, there's Greedo, the one that got shot
I don't
by.
Think there's going to be stormtroopers, because I don't think it's like, Imperial, you know?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So
well, they should.
I think it's going to be mainly like people from this. What's the place called again?
Galaxy's Edge.
No, but it has an actual name.
Oh.
Of the city that it's in.
It's not Alderaan, is it?
No.
Endor.
Is it Tatooine?
No. Tatooine's a desert.
I know.
Endor.
No.
Wait. What did you say?
Endor.
It has the city has a name.
Oh. I don't know.
The city. What city?
It's based off of.
Oh, you mean? Oh, I see. I see. I thought you meant if it was like on. What planet it was on?
That's crazy. Dude, I want to go so bad right now, dude.
Yeah, I'd like to check it
out.
Yeah,
it's starting to get packed.
Shit, dude.
Dude, I kind of want to go
next Wednesday.
Well, you can't.
Dude, he's in front of the Millennium Falcon.
You can't go, number one. You're not allowed. You're not allowed.
So, like, the whole month, they're just not going to let people in, only a certain amount of people, or what?
I think they're doing it for a couple months.
What?
Yeah. I think they're doing it for a couple months, just because they want to keep numbers
down. Until June 26th.
Okay.
Yeah. June 26th is when it's going to be open without...
without reservation.
RSVP. Yeah.
So, yeah.
It sucks.
Month and a half.
Man, fuck that.
Dude, this looks amazing.
But, dude, it makes sense because you don't want to get there and everyone and their mom is lined out. You know, because there's... I'm assuming there's some type of entrance to that place.
Yeah.
There's going to be a line out the door. There's going to be a line.
The entrance is over by Fantasyland.
Yeah, I figured.
Like behind Fantasyland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured.
Really?
Between Fantasy and Frontier, right?
Yeah.
That little
walkway in the back?
Yeah. The last time I went there,
there
was a walkway. Mm-hmm. That was new. So I'm assuming, that's probably, you know, how you get into Galaxy's
mm-hmm.
Edge. But it seemed like a dead end, obviously. You know, they didn't open
they blocked
up the
it
place.
Off. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I want
to
go.
That's what I was like. I've been asking people, like, have you gotten a reservation? Like, because I got an email
mm-hmm.
about it a while back, a couple months ago, matter of fact. I got an email about it. Saying that, you know, it's going to open up, but you should be getting notification in regards to when you're able to, you know, reserve.
RSVP.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, and I thought it was like an email, like I could reserve right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I read the fine print and it said, this is not an email to reserve. And we're just giving you a heads up. This is how you get in. You have mm-hmm. to get a reservation to get in for the first couple of months or whatever.
Right.
And then,
dude.
So, and I haven't got anything at least,
Does anybody know how many rides? So is there like rides in there? Like how many rides are in there?
Yeah.
I know there's two. Yeah.
Okay.
I know there's two. There's,
the Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon one.
Right.
And then there's another one where you go through the Imperial. It's called like Imperial. Oh shit. I don't know.
Imperial. Booty shake.
Imperial booty shake, huh?
Yep.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's crazy, man. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I'm excited, man. I'm super excited.
We'll see.
The thing is, like, only an hour and a half away from us, so, you know.
Yeah.
might as well be 1,000 miles away.
Shit, right? Having to wait fucking an hour, a month and a half just to fucking get in there. Jeez.
All right, yo. Speaking let's do it for this one. Oh, what?
Oh, speaking of theme parks, do you know today is the first day of the San Diego County Fair too?
Yeah.
Dude, I drove by. Yeah, drove by last night. They had the rides on and everything and stuff. Just I guess they're testing them out and shit before they open. Yeah. Today, but yeah, today's
really?
The first day.
Yeah. Isn't it early?
No, May 31st usually.
Well, it's usually in June, like the first week of June is when they
open.
Yeah,
I guess I thought they have it. Yeah, they have it like for a month long, and then the last day would be July 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but today.
But they
first
started
day.
It a month early.
Well,
they're not starting it a month early.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today's we're already in June.
It's May 31st, bro.
No, it's
you're right. You're right. You're right.
It's May 31st, but tomorrow's June. Yeah.
I totally forgot.
Hey. It's fucking June, dude.
No, it's not. It's May 31st.
Hey. Calm the fuck down.
You have too much hair.
Hey.
He's just jealous because I'm laying down on the couch.
Yeah, for real. You're just chilling, like laying down.
Like it's nothing. Yeah. It's just another podcast.
Yeah, see, look.
You know what's
just laying down, got the computer right there, watching some Star Wars.
You know what's missing? Potato chips. Potato chips.
Dude,
a 2 liter of Dr. Pepper.
He's going
to
have like that.
I need to make myself, I'm out of soda.
He's going to be like that scene from The Simpsons where Homer's about to watch the Super Bowl, where he has all the different chips around him. The dips.
He starts like, he starts.
Yeah, there you go. Starts moving around.
He has bowls and dips like in strategic places, and he just kind of like reaches back or to the side.
Yeah.
But at no time did he deviate his eyesight away from the TV.
Pretty much, yeah. That's Bobby right
that's
now.
That's special. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, guys. We'll do it for this one. Call it Pharrell, Bobby Allen. Keep it proc. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to our latest episode. We hope you enjoyed it enough to check out the rest of our social media campaign. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. Just search Guyology Podcast and we'll pop up. If you haven't already, download your favorite podcast app like Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, or Overcast to make it easy to subscribe and get notified once we post a new episode. For Raul and Alan, this is Bobby. Thanks again for listening. Bye!